Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. So, Saturday, the 12th of February, marks the 15th anniversary of the beginning of the God School. It's hard to believe, 15 years, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Sometimes it seems like yesterday. Sometimes it seems decades ago. Now, not every message that has ever come from this teacher is still recorded. Several years ago, we had a malfunction in our website. We lost about 2 years of teaching. But I remember that Saturday night. We had somewhere around 40 people. And the first thing that I said was, the God School is not here to teach you how to have a better life down here. It's not here to teach you how to have a better marriage. It's not here to teach you how to be an overcomer in this life, although it does teach how to overcome the trials and tribulations that we as Christians do encounter as a result of our relationship with God. That relationship puts a target on our backs, that the God of this world, whose purpose is to separate us from God's purposes, which are eternal, through circumstance, through, as I said, trials, whether they be physical, mental, emotional. I said, the God School is here to show off God and His faithfulness, that by hearing the Word of God, faith might come. And folks, because I preach not myself, but preach and teach Jesus Christ and God our Father, the message remains the same. As I said, I preach not myself, but Jesus Christ. The Son of God, who left heaven's throne and became kin, part of our family, He lived, He was crucified as the Galatian letter tells us that he gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God. We don't teach catechisms here. We don't teach denominational creeds here, but we teach the Word of God. And not craftily as some, and again, for the purpose of faith, that faith might come by the hearing of the Word of God, and through it, eternal life. That's what God has in mind. And the foundation of this Christian life is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you want to hear more about the fact of the resurrection, there are have been many messages throughout the years. Go search the website. That's thegodschool.com on the fact of the resurrection, of which the Apostle Paul says, if Christ be not raised, then our faith is vain. We are still found in our sins. I want to go to a little more teaching this morning. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, Paul, in the 14th verse, says, knowing that he, that is God, our Father, which raised up the Lord Jesus, shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. In these 15 years, and I assure you, when the God School started, I had no idea we were going to be around this long. It started because as I would present how we got the Bible at the Bible Museum in Goodyear, Arizona, you know, so many people ask me, where do you go to worship? Where do you go to church? Well, I had a pastor for almost, at that time, 25 years. His name was Dr. Gene Scott, who was a PhD from Stanford University in philosophies of education, and in my estimation, one of the greatest teachers of God's word that God had ever in the history of the church gifted to the church. And if you will, under his tutelage, not literally, but figuratively, almost went through a PhD program in the Word of God. And when people would ask me, where do you go to church? Well, there was no church that, well, the way I put it over the years, I wasn't about to go back to kindergarten. And 2 years after he died, finally, I hope by grace, through the Spirit of God, was led to begin to teach the Word. And again, as I said, not that the hearers might have a better life down here, but that they might, through faith, have eternal life. Getting back now to the Word. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, and as I'm looking back, this 14th year, for which all this teaching I had been doing, I got rewarded with probably the worst health year I've ever had of my life. I thank God for it. We made it through. It says, for which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed, King James, day by day. It's a participial word, folks, and what it literally says is being renewed day by day, and this you ought to seal in your mind and heart and remind yourself every day that the inward man, what is that inward man? It is that new creation in Jesus Christ. That's the true born again experience, a new life. We become dual creatures, the old man, which this old man is still alive, and the new man, which is made perfect in Christ Jesus. Paul goes on to say, for our light affliction, you know, there's many preachers out there that would say, no, if you're in Christ, there's no affliction. Paul says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen. Oh, I could boast of the multitude, and will boast of the multitude loving kindnesses that God has shown me as I have for 40 years continued on in this journey of faith, but not without tribulation, not without trouble. While we look not on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. Those preachers that says, oh, you know, speak a Cadillac and you'll have a Cadillac. Speak this and you'll have that. They're talking about temporal things. And at the God School, we want to focus on eternal things, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know, Paul goes on to say, no chapter and verse in the original, for we know if our earthly house, that is, our outward man, of this tabernacle were dissolved and it went away, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, if I walked by sight, I could be, excuse me, extremely discouraged. As I said earlier, at that first Saturday night back in 2007, we had about 40 people. Three of those people who attended that first night of the God School are still with this ministry. That means 37 have gone somewhere else. Where? That's between them and God. But that could be discouraged. Today, I preach at my, or teach at my dining room table. There's no one here save God and Jesus and His Holy Spirit. If I were out to build a great earthly ministry, I am an abject failure. But I know those who are faithful to this ministry, and though they may be few, they are the ones God chose to support this ministry of grace, and this is a ministry of grace and peace and faith in the Word. And if you haven't heard it before, the definition of faith is grabbing hold of a promise of God because it is more real than any circumstance we may encounter that is contrary to a promise of God. And faith is acting on the promises of God. God's word is enough. His grace, His unmerited favor is what we look to, for God is able to call that which is not as though it is. I'm going to begin to close this message, going to the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church, that is the people who belong to the Lord at Philippi, that is the epistle of Paul to the Philippians. Paul says in the third chapter, the third verse, he says, for we are the circumcision which worships God in the Spirit. That is, a circumcision made without hands, added from another verse of Scripture, and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. That is, you know, that mark of the circumcision, that was an outward sign. We say circumcised without hands. That's not seen. We have no confidence in the flesh. Paul says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he is that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh. I more. I can't say that. But I'm quoting the Apostle Paul. And he's, you know, going to give a little biography. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Oh, good for you, Paul. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Whew. Touching righteousness, which is in the law. He's almost going off the deep end, but we're going to continue reading. Blameless. But what things? He's talking about religious things before the genealogy, performance of the law, religious things, things in the flesh, things in this earthly tabernacle, things about the outward man. He says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus, of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them, all those fleshly things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, religious things, fleshly things, look what I did, but that which is through the faith of Christ, not in, of Christ, that which we get from him, and the righteousness which is of God by faith. I have to hurry because I want to get this message through to you shortwave listeners. Remember, if I don't, thegodschool.com is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, that the fellowship of his sufferings, and being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection from the dead. Not as though here's my testimony, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He reached down epilimbano with the intent to help, grabbing us by the hand and leading us. The Lord is shepherding us. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, leave the past there. Paul says of that which cannot separate us, he doesn't even talk about the past. He says present and things to come, that which cannot separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Quickly, it says in this 14th verse, I doiko, to seek after earnestly, to earnestly endeavor to acquire, toward the mark, scopus. The word is only used once. It's in the accusative. That means it's coming from outside to us. That is a distant mark looked at. The goal or end one has in view. I press toward the mark for the prize, bar beyond, an award offered in public games. This is out of just ancient Greek language. That's to one who reaches the finish line. Faith, folks, is the finishing line. The paradox is it is perpetual in the exercise thereof. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Kleisios, ecclesios comes from kaleo, translated calling. In the New Testament, it is always divine, and which is evidenced by this, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're off the shortwave now, folks. And though I desire not a gift, these 15 years of the God School at this anniversary time should be remembered, not only by your comments, but by an expression of value, and I'm talking about money, an expression of value as to the value of the teaching at the God School. If any of you don't know how to reach or to put forward the value of the teaching, send me a comment. I'll tell you how to do it. But for those of you who do know how to do it, it's in your hands. I want to end today as if I didn't, as I should have, ended that first God School with the blessing that God told Aaron how to bless his people, that is, the people who belong to the Lord. God bless you and keep you. God cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious, full of unmerited favor. The Lord make his face, the Lord lift up his countenance, that is, make you aware of his presence and give thee peace. And that's the God School for today.